What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 422 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are continuing on with our female-led action movie month. This is our second or third time doing this topic. And guess what? It's going to happen in the future because we got to show the ladies some love and cover their action movies as well. And this one, a movie called In the Blood. Now, this is from 2014, stars Gina Carano. She is the female that is leading this film, directed by former actor turned director John Stockwell. Now, if you don't know the name, that's okay. He starred in the movie Christine, John Carpenter movie in the 80s, Christine. He also directed some great movies like that one where Halle Berry fights sharks, and also Into the Blue, the Jessica Alba Paul Walker classic. So he is a journeyman kind of B-level director. This movie stars Gina Carano, Cam Gingadet, whatever that guy's name is. It stars Danny Trejo, Luis Guzman, and that Spanish guy from Transformers. So, Alex, before we get into it and go over some box office, and because you said you have it, and I kind of want to hear it because you said I didn't want to hear it, and some Rotten Tomatoes. Had you ever seen or heard of this movie before this viewing?
I never heard of this film. Like, the only Gina Carano movie that I know of was Haywire, because it had a lot of big actors, and I think that came out in the theater as a short,
like, independent. Yeah, that was a Steven Soderbergh movie, too. It was, like, an Oscar-winning director that made that one.
Yeah, so, like, for me, that's the only movie. Other than that, anything that she is in, like, no. Especially starring in, no. So, and then never heard of this one.
I agree. I don't even remember how I heard of this movie. I do remember how I heard of this movie. So this came out in 2014. This was back in my Movie Stop days when the store Movie Stop existed. And I used to go in there every single Tuesday and get the new releases that came out. I would keep the digitals. And then the next week, I'd go back and trade the Blu-rays in for new releases. And that was a cycle. And this was one that I got. That's the only reason I even know what it is, because I have no idea. I didn't know this came out in the theater. What are the box office numbers on it before I give you the Rotten Tomatoes? I want to know. Did it make like $100,000 or something?
$594,860.
Oh my gosh. $500,000.
Well, on an opening of $143,000.
That was probably the budget. $143,000 for this movie. I don't know. No, maybe not. There's a couple of shots that look like they cost a couple of dollars to make. But okay. Well, guess what? I'm going to give you the Rotten Tomato scores. And the only good thing I could say about these scores is they're higher than Taken 2, which is pretty impressive. They're not good, though. This has a 38% critic score and a 39% audience score. So they're only 1% apart. They pretty much agree, audience and critics, about one third kind of like this movie. Do you find these numbers surprising?
Nope.
Me neither. There's a dad out there that definitely liked this movie. This is a dad movie. Like, but I'm talking like old dad. Not like if you're a young dad. I'm talking like 65 and up, Walmart. You know, like, hey, I went to Walmart and I saw this movie with Gina Carano and holding a gun. And it was $5. I bought it. That's this movie. So I'm not surprised one third liked it. That's who liked it, was those dads. All right, well, let's just jump right into it. Our lead character, you're not going to believe this, but her name is Ava, but just Ava. No last name. Every other character has two names. Well, no, only, yeah, a couple other people have two names. Her name is Ava. Now, she marries a guy last name Grant. So I guess her name is Ava Grant now. But yeah, Gina Carano plays her. What did you think?
Okay, so it's weird, right? Like, well, first of all, this movie, the minute you put it on, it screams low, low budget. I mean, how low can you go type budget? So I was just like, oh my God, this is not, it's not a good start. But Gina Carano, she is, I don't know how to explain this movie, because this is a really, like, it's not a good movie. Like, I thought it was going to be a good movie, but it's not. So let's see if I could break this down.
Okay.
She was abused or something, and then she had to learn how to fight by some dude, taught her how to be tough.
Her dad, the guy from Avatar. He was the bad guy from Avatar, Stephen Lang.
Yeah, that guy, right? Teaches her the ways of how to fight back and fight men and become an MMA star or whatever the hell you want to call it. So I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. So you can see how she's tough. But guess what? This movie doesn't even utilize it as much. It does not. And I was just like, okay, whatever. The character, I mean, she's loyal to her husband, who's super rich, right? Because the father comes and says, you're here for the money. She was like, shut the F up. And I was like, oh, you don't want
to. Treat Williams plays the dad. Yeah.
So honestly, I gave her a 3. I thought she was good in it. The character was good also. But the problem is that this movie is so low budget. It really takes you out, because the plot of the movie is so, when you figure, once we talk about it, it's just a dumb plot of the movie. It's like a horror movie mixed like a bad horror movie mixed with a action slash drama type capture. Guy gets kidnapped and don't know if he's alive or not.
This is Taken 3.
Yes, Taken meets Cabin in the Woods, if you want to say.
It should have been called like Taken Island Edition.
Yeah, I give this a 3. Like I said, 3. I mean, I don't know how to explain it because this character is so multi-layered in a way that it's just weird. Like, I don't know. Maybe you might explain it, but take it as you wish.
Maybe I will. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Okay, I'll tell you this. I agree with you and I disagree with you. I agree. I gave her a 3. I think I like the flashbacks, but I wish they went more into them. That's what really would have been better.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're right. Stephen Lang is like, you gotta be tough. You gotta, don't let him bully you. He's like punching her. She's like fighting back. And I do like that one flashback though, when she got like the shotgun. She like blasting people. I was like, dang, this girl is like violent. She's a killer, literally a killer. Right? And then somehow she meets this guy. They never explain how they met. They never, like, how does this girl from, she looks like she grew up in Detroit in the hood, and she meets this nice white bread guy and they fall in love. I wish they gave me that. I think the character's okay. She's interesting, right? I guess that's the best term I could use. She's interesting because she has this violent tendency. It comes out at the nightclub. You know, they mess with her. She's like, oh, you don't start no fights with me. And she's jacking people up. I disagree. Gina Carano is horrible in this movie. Her performance is absolutely, she got way better with acting over time. Like, she was great in The Mandalorian. I liked her a lot. And I think she's developed. She's so monotone though. No matter what, like, she doesn't have any inflection in her voice when she talks. Even when she's mad, like, she's not that mad. She's just like, leave me alone. Shut up. Don't, you know, don't, no, I don't want your money. Get out of my house. Don't. She's very like bland. I don't like her performance. I like her physicality though. She's good in that stuff. So, and I think she was similar in Haywire. Like, she looks great in that movie. The fighting's great. But like, as soon as she talks, she's very like, talk kind of like a robot. She's better than Ronda Rousey at acting though. We haven't done a Ronda Rousey movie yet, but she's horrible. Gina Carano though, I didn't like the performance, but I had to take that out to score the character. I'm with you. I gave her a 3. She's interesting enough. She all of a sudden becomes a detective and she's like going around this island that she doesn't know, going to every hospital, speaking horrible Spanish. It's kind of funny. Oh, I'll save that for a storyline. Anyway, okay, I gave her a 3. You gave her a 3. Main villain now. Our main villain ends up being this guy named, it's Amari Nolasco. That's the actor. His character, Silvio Lugo, ultimately is the villain. He's the Spanish guy from Transformers. You also have a side villain named Big Biz, who's played by Danny Trejo, who's very Mexican, but this is a very tropical island. So I guess they just figured, all Hispanics are equal. They, whatever. So what did you think? And Luis Guzman, he's kind of like a crooked cop too.
Yeah, so like he's from... All right, so the film takes place in Punta Cana, the Caribbean. So it's an island in the Caribbean called Punta Cana, which is weird because I thought that was Dominican Republic.
Punta Cana's in Mexico, first of all. And okay, let's talk about this because this is what I was going to say for storyline. You're right. They say they're in a place called Punta Cana. When she gets the hospital card, okay, it says like Isla del Caribe something, which is not a real island. And then they'll be like, we're taking you back to Puerto Rico. Why didn't they just set this in Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
I don't, or Dominican Republic. This is like a fill-in for Dominican Republic is what I understand. But Punta Cana is in Mexico and they're not in Mexico. So you're right. It's very stupid.
It's really dumb. But anyway, the bad guys. Luis Guzman was pretty good. I mean, he's good in these type of roles. I mean, good,
solid
B actor, right? In anything he does. So he's pretty good. The Spanish guy that has the cancer and he kills everybody that goes there that has the same blood marrow as he's done. He's good in those roles. Like, he was pretty good. Danny Trejo's character was kind of funny. If you want to talk about bad acting, he's the second worst in this movie. Like, he's not good. Again, he's like Gina Carano, like Haywire. I know we keep bringing up Haywire, but in Haywire, she was really good because she didn't talk much.
Yep.
So everything was just more physical with her. The same with Danny Trejo, right? When he came up in Desperado, it was more about the physical look. Yeah. And he's just throwing knives all over the place. So I liked it. I thought that was cool. He's not good here. He did not good in Halloween. He ain't good. I never see Machete or Machete Kills. Never seen those
movies. He's good in those because of the style. He's good in Robert Rodriguez movies. I'll say that.
Gotcha.
He was fun in Dusk Till Dawn as the bartender. Like, but he's a very specific actor.
Okay. So with that said, the bad guys, I gave it a 3. I thought they were good. But again, for this type of movie, I thought it should have been a little bit more better. But I gave it a 3. They're not formidable at all. So I gave it a 3.
Yeah, we won't spend a lot of time here. I gave it the same score as you. I also gave it a 3. I agree with you on Amari Nolasco. He's the blood guy. He got a lot of charisma. I liked him. Like, I thought he was pretty funny. You know what I mean? When he's hitting on her, when she's the nurse and he puts his phone number in her thing and he, you know, all this stuff. And then he keeps calling her the fake name after after, you know, she's like gets the gun and all that stuff, you know, and he has some good lines. He's like, thanks for sharing your husband with me, because he's taking his blood out of his spine and all this kind of stuff. I thought he was charismatic, entertaining. Luis Guzman, I agree with you. I always like him. I think he's funny usually. He's not really funny in this, but I thought he did a good job. I wish they showed him die. They don't. She's just like, you know what you got to do.
Cuts his wrist, yeah.
Go kill yourself. He could have just not. I don't know. But he's kind of a crooked cop. He's the kind of crooked cop who like, he turns a blind eye, right? And just like, no, I don't know nothing. I don't know where he is. I don't know nothing. He's not necessarily in on it, but he's not stopping them either. And Danny Trejo, Big Biz, what a stupid name. That's what they call him the whole movie. He doesn't have any other name. I don't know his real name. Just Big Biz. He's somehow like a crime lord guy, but he's not as big as the other guy, but he wants to take over the empire. And all that is like discovered in the last like 5 minutes of the movie when he's talking to all the kids, like, cover your eyes, kids, don't look at this. And then he kills the other. So they're fine. You know, they did their job. I don't think they were horrible, but like this movie, you mentioned it, it's like super low budget. So, you know, it's pretty limited what they can do. I thought they were okay. So 3 and a 3. All right. This is going to be fun. What did you think of the action in this?
Okay. So she had a fighting sequence in a club. I thought she was really good. Again, she's really good hand to hand. It's not like she's horrible. She's really good in hand to hand. I didn't like the shooting as much. The shooting, I don't know. I felt like it was so generic shooting everywhere. I thought it could have been more better if they had more sequences, but it was not as much sequences like her coming out of the hospital with the husband or whatever. It wasn't as crazy. Just shootouts back and forth. Nothing. Again, I wish it was more hand to hand. The them driving in a car, speeding away. It was okay. I mean, I'll give it a 2. Thought it was decent. I wasn't crazy about it because and when you hear Gina Carano, I'm thinking, oh man, it's going to be one of those like hand-to-hand fighting movies like Haywire, where she fought Michael Fassbender, and that was like a dope scene in the beginning of the movie. But anyway, yeah, I gave it a 2. Decent.
Okay. I don't know why, but I was a little softer on it, I guess. I gave it a 3. I think this has the fight scene in the club is actually good. I love it. The way she freaking kicks. She's throwing like MMA kicks and
yeah,
jumping over people and like breaking their nose and all this kind of stuff. I liked it. I think she has another hand-to-hand fight a little bit later that was pretty good. Also, like, I like the part at the end when they're going in through the little neighborhood and, you know, she fights the main villain. He has the knife. There's that fight, you know, hand-to-hand, one-on-one. You do have some chasing, some shooting when they're going on the river and they're going on a little boat and they're trying to escape. I like the zip line part. She takes the dude out on the zip line and she's like dangling him over the thing. So I think, and some of it's shot at John Stockwell. He put the cameras in some interesting spots on some of these things. So I think it added. Now I'm gonna say this, my 3 is on a curve, okay, because this movie looks like it cost about $8 to make. I think they showed up there with some cameras they already had, that $8 in their pocket, and they made a movie. And with that being said, I give the action a 3. Now, if this was like, if you read to me that this had like a $80 million budget, I'd give this a 1. But that's not the case. I think they did pretty good with what they had. You could comprehend what's going on, right? It's not like Taken where there's 900,000 edits on everything. It is clear. It's not great. It's generic, but it's a low budget movie. So maybe I was a little softer on it. Whatever. I gave it a 3. And there's a good amount. Like you won't get too bored. Right. Well, I don't know if this is going to keep going so great. What did you think of the storyline of this?
Oh, 2. I thought it was decent. I don't know. I wasn't too crazy with it. It's pretty. It's a really bad movie. Like in terms of it overall, the way it was shot. Even if we try to do whatever, I just feel like it's a. Oh man, this storyline was just. I like the plot twist that they were using. You know, people that had the same Paul Marvel. I was like, okay, cool. But at the end of the day, it was just like revealed at the end when the other guy comes out, right? Danny Trejo's like, we can't stop doing this anymore to people losing their loved ones. Yeah. He goes, we need the money and blah, 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 under my whatever. And I was like, this is so whack. I don't like the way it came out. So like, that's why I gave it a 2. I just felt like the storyline, while I was not as much engaged with Gina Carano's character, like I hoped I would have, but at the end of the day, it was just not a good storyline.
I agree with you. I gave it a 2, and this movie is unfortunately and unnecessarily convoluted. It's so confusing what's going on until like they don't reveal the plot, like the villain's plot into the last, like, the third act. She's going to, the dude, they go on a zip line. The dude falls off a zip line, okay? Which I believe it was an actual accident. Then somehow, okay, these doctors take him. They figure out, okay, they're able to take him from the jungle in an ambulance, won't let her get in. Then she immediately follows them to the hospital. Somehow they had enough time to get him into the hospital, get his blood type, let the other guy know that the blood type matched, then take him out of the hospital without anyone know. Like, I'm like, ain't no way. There's no way you could do all that fast. They didn't know his blood type before he fell, right? And I don't even think they check. Is that even something they check in the hospitals? Like, immediately you go in there and they're like, let's check his blood type. I don't know. I've been to the hospital like once in my whole life, and I don't remember them asking me or telling me that. But either way, it's stupid and it's confusing. And I'm like, what is going on? You're as confused as her most of the movie. Like, where did this guy go? And then from there, it's very basic of her trying to go around and get answers, right? Who did it? Who took him? I know he's alive. Then they say he's dead. As soon as they say he's dead, she starts killing everybody. Now she's like, well, you know what? Now you're all getting dead. Die. And then it turns out he's alive. Also, this dude's bone was sticking out of his leg. They put a little cast on him and he could walk around still, like normal. Like, oh, that's not that bad. Please, if you had that injury, you ain't walking for like a couple of months. You're in a wheelchair or you're on crutches. This dude's running around with a limp. You know, give me a break. It's very stupid. I gave it a 2. Okay, what did you give it overall?
I gave it a 2. It's a decent movie. I'll never see it again. Like, at all. I wouldn't even own it, to be really honest with you. But I saw it for free on Tubi or something like that. Oh, no. Prime. Prime had it. Amazon Prime had it. So I was just like, oh, okay. It's a good... Look, if you want to waste time watching the blood, right? But it's not... It's just a generic, super, 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 super generic female-led action movie. Nothing new, nothing less. I honestly would watch more Everly than this one. And I wasn't too crazy with Everly. So I would watch that one over this one, to be honest with you.
I agree with every single thing you just said. At least Everly has style. This doesn't really have style. It's very like...
amateurish.
Yeah. Yeah, I gave it a 2. This movie stinks for the most part. You know, I have it. I own it digitally because, like I said, I used to go to Movie Stop, get the Blu-ray, put the digital on my Vudu account, and then trade in the Blu-ray. And I watched this when I got it, and I haven't seen it since. So it's been 10 years, and I see why. And I agree with you. I don't ever foresee needing to watch this again. Gina Carano does her best. Her best is not amazing, but physically pretty good. Stephen Lang is in this. Like I said, I mean, the cast is better than it should be. Like, there's a lot of known people in this movie. So, but I'm not surprised it made 500,000. I'm not surprised with the Rotten Tomato scores. It's not a very good movie. 2 for me, 2 for you. I mean, but it's not the worst I ever saw. That's why it avoids the 1. Okay, what is your total points?
A 12 out of a 25.
So same as Taken. This is equal to Taken 2 for you. Taken as 2, far as, yeah. This beat Taken 2 by 1 point for me. 13 out of a 25. Yeah, 13. It's not great, but you know, they tried their best. Again, this is not a big studio movie or anything. So they did their best with what they got. They got some cool island locations. You know, like it's, I think you said it right. Like, this is, if it's like a background movie or like, it's whatever. It looks cool. It's fine. Yeah, but it's nothing special. It feels like a straight to video movie.
It is. We did so far for this month. We did Everly. We did In the Blood. We did Salt.
Salt.
This one has to be the worst one out of the 3.
Easily.
Yeah. Easily. Yeah. And then this comes Everly for me. Then comes Everly and then Salt. Like, that's the way I would do our month of ranking.
Yeah, and our next movie's easily going to be the best one. So, yeah, I would agree with you.
Is it?
Yes. Way to keep the audience on their toes, because they're about to find out what it is, and they're definitely going to be like, oh, yeah.
All right, so let the audience know what's coming up next on the podcast.
Well, we're wrapping up the dumb franchise that is Taken with Taken 3. We'll be watching Taken 3 and reviewing it. Can't wait. Then the last movie in Women Action Month, I saved it for last because I figured this might happen. It's a little movie. I don't know if you've ever seen it or heard of it. Small, low budget movie. It's called Aliens. James Cameron, indie filmmaker, Sigourney Weaver, not a big deal. So we're going to be doing some Aliens, which we made it 424 episodes before getting to Aliens. So that's pretty, I think we did a good job of covering a wide array of movies if it took us this long to get to this one.
No, I agree with that. All right, guys, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts? Please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to YouTube. youtube.com/actionmovieguys. Subscribe, hit the like button, leave some comments on your favorite episodes, and we'll answer right back. And of course, you can take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast, available on all podcast platforms. And you can also follow Geeks and Flicks on Instagram and TikTok under the username Geeks, the letter N, Flicks. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nate Flicks Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.